From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping wrapped up 2 days of talks today at a retreat near Palm Springs, California. The White House released a statement that the leaders have agreed to confront climate change around the world. The U.S. and China will attempt to phase down the production and consumption of HFCs, greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioners. Officials in eastern Afghanistan are reporting another so-called insider attack against international forces today. They say two men in Afghan army uniforms fired on their trainers, killing two American soldiers and an American civilian. Also today, an Italian soldier was killed in an attack in the western part of the country. Newark, New Jersey, Mayor Cory Booker announced today he's running to fill the late Senator Frank Lautenberg's seat. New Jersey Public Radio's Jessica Gould reports.
Booker, a Democrat, announced his candidacy in Newark this morning. He says he hopes to change the climate in Washington, just as he improved the city of Newark.
I'm here today because I know who we are and what we are capable of doing together for New Jersey and for our nation.
The second-term mayor has grabbed national headlines. He rescued a neighbor from a burning home in 2012, and he has nearly 1.5 million followers on Twitter. Earlier this week, Governor Chris Christie announced the state would hold a special election to fill the vacant Senate seat in October, just 3 weeks before the general election in November. Some political observers have said Christie, who is running for re-election, wants to avoid being on the same ballot as Booker. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gould in Newark, New Jersey.
Authorities in Southern California are trying to determine what prompted a shooting spree yesterday that killed 4 people. The gunman died after a shootout with police at the library on the campus of Santa Monica College. Investigators believe a body found in a river in Iowa is that of a 15-year-old girl abducted nearly 3 weeks ago. Iowa Public Radio's Duri Buscarin reports the girl and a 12-year-old companion were kidnapped by a registered sex offender as they walked home from a bus stop.
Kathleen Shepard has been missing since May 20th, when she and her friend were lured into a pickup truck driven by 42-year-old Michael Klunder. The younger girl escaped after Klunder took them to a hog confinement facility. Klunder hanged himself hours after the kidnapping. Now clothing and zip ties on the body found by fishermen in the Des Moines River have led investigators to say they are fairly confident the body is that of Shepard. The news brings partial closure to volunteers and local law enforcement who have been searching for Shepard in 3 counties of north central Iowa. An autopsy will be conducted to confirm identification. For NPR News, I'm Duri Buscarin in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
This is NPR News. Casinos and regulators across the country are banning Google Glass, which is essentially a small computer in eyeglass form, from gaming floors. NPR's Sam Sanders reports regulators say the devices could be used to cheat.
This week, the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement banned Google Glass in casinos. Similar bans are in effect in Las Vegas, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. Caesars Entertainment also has a ban on Google Glass, and it isn't new. Spokesman Gary Thompson says devices that can do what glass does have always been regulated.
In most of the jurisdictions, if not all, that we operate, gaming regulations prohibit the use of computers or recording devices while someone is gambling.
In a statement, Google said, quote, "We are thinking very carefully about how we design glass because new technology always raises new issues." Sam Sanders, NPR News.
In women's tennis, Serena Williams won the French Open in Paris today. Later, she praised her opponent, Maria Sharapova.
I think she played probably the best she's played me. I think she really wanted it. I think she came out with a real plan, and she was really determined to do really well. And I think that was a key for her, and the match was just to play well. And I think she did. I think she played excellent.
Sharapova says she'll use this loss to improve her game.
I'm a competitor and I'm a fighter, and I don't train to lose. Nobody does. So I, of course, am disappointed about that. But that's the feeling that ultimately will make you work harder and make you think a little bit, gives you more determination.
The men's final take place tomorrow between Rafael Nadal and David Ferrer. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.